I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, today, my friends, I got two very strong articles to cover. The first one is about financial planners. Paul Smith of the CFA Institute, representing over 142,000 investment professionals, says that 55% of investment professionals believe that clients are being sold inappropriate investments. Big article, lots of information, including FINRA, which controls these financial planners, also agreeing that there's problems, and lots of them. And we want to talk about those problems and how you can avoid them and so on and so forth. Secondly, we're going to talk about interest rates and what that's doing to the investment strategy of single-family housing and also people trying to buy homes and so forth. In our industry, it's something you got to keep your finger on because it's something that changes all the time, and interest rates are moving rapidly right now. So you want to be able to outthink what those interest rates are doing. But before we get started, somebody sent me an email, and it's an email chain that's been passed on, but it's so good, I have to use it. And I'm going to have to quote it because I couldn't do it justice without quoting it. I don't know who wrote it. I can't give credit to the person because it's not on here. It's a chain. It's already been handed down two or three or four or more times, and it's been cut off as to who it originally came from. But I have to tell you that some stuff just says it like it is. Some people can just get it down in words, articulate the reality of life. So I had to share it with you. For those of you who enjoy it, gosh, I hope you really enjoy it. For those of you who don't, I apologize. It's not a financial situational deal, but I think it is has a lot to do with the reality of your success in life, because it's not the money. It's the lifestyle, the quality of life, and your success. And I think this bases it very well. Let's start with just quoting it. It's called The Rule of Being Human. It reads, "We will receive a body. You will receive a body. You may like it or hate it, but it will be yours as long as you live. How you take care of it or fail to take care of it can make an enormous difference in the quality of your life. You will learn lessons. You are enrolled in a full-time informal school called life. Each day you will be presented with opportunities to learn what you need to know. The lessons represented are often completely different from those you think you need to know. There are no mistakes, only lessons. Growth is a process of trial and error and experimentation. You can learn as much from failure as you can from success, maybe even more. The lesson is repeated until it's learned. A lesson will be presented to you in various forms until you have learned it. When you have learned it, as evidenced by a change in your attitude and ultimately your behavior, then you can go on to the next lesson. Learning lessons does not end. There is no stage of life that does not contain some lessons. As long as you live, there will be something more to learn. There is no better than ever There is no better than ever. And when you're there, has become here, you will simply discover another there that will again look better than where you are here. Don't be fooled by believing that the unobtainable is better than what you have. Others are merely mirrors of you. You cannot love or hate something about another person unless it reflects something you love or hate about yourself. When tempted to criticize others, ask yourself why you feel so strongly. What you make of your life is up to you. You have all the tools and resources. What you create with those tools and resources is up to you. Remember that through desire, goal setting, and unlagging efforts, you can have anything you want. Persistence is the key to success. The answer lies inside of you. The solutions to all of your life's problems lie within your grasp. All you need to do is ask, look, listen, and trust yourself. Wow. That's a powerful little statement right there, guys. Remember reading the book Think and Grow Rich and some of me turning on to it. And when you read the book Think and Grow Rich, the author was so cagey that he said, within every paragraph of this book, there is a secret to success. Within every chapter of this book is a secret to success. On every page, every chapter, every paragraph, and every sentence is the secret you'll need. The challenge is you're not ready for all the secrets that you're going to read. You are going to uncover only those secrets at which you are ready to receive. Therefore, I recommend you read the book through and briefly absorb what comes to you as being important. And then go back and read it a second time, paying more attention to those areas that got by you the first time. Because over time, as you grow, you'll have more capacity to absorb those things which you don't have the capacity to absorb at this moment. And I remember reading the book 11 times. I gave up after 11. Probably should read it a 12th now that I haven't read it for 10 years, 15 years. And I remember each time I read it, I highlighted with a different highlight color what I thought was important. And only what I thought was important and different. And what I found was each time I read it, the previously highlighted material to me seemed ridiculously obvious, ridiculously redundant, and almost like, why is this material even in this book? But the stuff that I was finding anew, that I was highlighting with a new color, I found to be almost life-changing. Now, that happened 11 times in a row. And each and every time, the stuff that I found anew to be life-changing became redundant and obvious. At some point, I realized what was going on. Each and every time I read the book, as I highlighted the areas that I was ready for, the knowledge and the wisdom that I was ready to absorb, I absorbed it and I became it. To the point that the next time I read the book, it was so obvious. It was almost boring and redundant. Of course, that's the way the world works. Doesn't everybody know that? Now, when I teach my classes on the two-day, people say to me two things that are very, very interesting. One, they say it was like drinking water out of a fire hose. It could not possibly go in 2 days. So many, many people have to do the same thing with my seminar that we did with the book Think and Grow Rich, which is to come back to it many, many times. I swear to you, I've had people take my seminar so many times, I think David Fisher probably took it the most. I think he took it 16 times in a two-year period of time to where he memorized it word for word and internalized it and then went out and became a multimillionaire in a two-year period of time. Each time you revisit that information, or if you look at David Fisher writing on Facebook, the material that he's sharing with you is stuff that is so commonplace to him because it has become him and has internalized to be his own. And the reality is, that's how we grow. We grow now and forever in the future as long as we keep exposing ourselves to new information. And through that, like this poem says, through that process that never ends, we will become who we are. Take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is an article about financial planners, financial advisors, etc. And I've got to ask this question as a setup to this article, and that is, people in my group come in with a massive disbelief like almost everybody does and should have. It's a natural and probably beneficial skepticism. And when I tell them you can retire in 2 to 5 years, that skepticism is real. Then when I meet person after person, family after family that has retired in 2 to 5 years, that becomes a battle in their mind. It becomes a challenge. I had a guy tell me the other day that, you know, he had a friend refer him. Then he had another person that he met there, he knew, And then his boss was there, and his boss had done it and didn't even tell him he was doing it and had retired. And all of a sudden he goes, after seeing three people I know financially successful from your program, I finally had to just break down and believe enough to start to pay attention to really understand what was going on. And what I'd like to make a point to you, if you're out there listening right now, is there's no way you, who have been brainwashed by financial planners and the Financial Planner Institute, the financial planner system throughout our country, no way you could believe that you could retire 2 to 5 years after investing, because your investment plan is designed for you to work until you're 65, 70 years of age, and hopefully at that point have enough money to retire. And yet we're saying, I don't want to wait 20, 30, 40, 50 years to retire. I want to retire within 2 years of the day I walk in your door, or I'm financially inept, so I'm willing to wait 5 years because it's going to take me a year or two just to get back up to snuff with everybody else that's walking in here, and then 3 more years to make it. And so I'm a 5-year guy. So whether you're a 2-year guy or a 5-year guy, there are people sitting out there right now that have enough money in all of their different kinds of assets that they own that I could make them a 1-year guy. Truly, I've done it. I've seen it happen. But you know, most people take around 2 years, 1 year, or 2 years to build their wealth before they decide that they want to let go of their job and retire. So when you read articles like this, I'm not bringing these articles to you because I want to bust your proverbial, you know, rocks across the water here. I'm not trying to discount your ability to think. What I'm trying to do is show you that even amongst the people that are the leaders of this industry, they all believe you're getting ripped off. Everybody out there believes you're getting ripped off. And the ones that don't believe you're getting ripped off are the ones doing most of the ripping off. They just won't admit it. I've met financial planners that tell me they know exactly that it's a ripoff. I've met other ones that tell me, no, we try to do the best job we possibly can, but I'm here to get rich. And so they join Lifestyles anyway, even though they believe in their own life, they're trying to do a great job or a good job or whatever they can do for their clients, bringing information to the clients for question. But I'm going to go through this article because it brings up some very good points that I can't make from the outside of the industry, they can make from the industry. So I got this article. It began with a statement that came across the internet by Paul Smith, president of CFA Institute, which represents 142,000 investment professionals, whose concept in this professional group is integrity and trust. That's what they're trying to build within the Financial Planners Institute, integrity and trust. His statement is 55% of investment executives agree that clients are often being sold inappropriate investments. And then he cites this article. And the article is written by Ben Steverman. And it's called Why You Still Can't Trust Your Financial Planner. So it's interesting. Inside guy is sending you to an article by another inside guy about why you can't trust your financial planner. And the article starts out with this statement. A wave of research over the past few years has documented serious problems with how Americans get financial advice. Okay? It has documented this, right? Now, Obama, if I can find the part about Obama actually did some research, Obama looked at that research and came back and tried to pass some laws, right? Some fiduciary laws. And it was a problem because the people in this industry didn't want to take on that fiduciary responsibility. So let me just read a couple quotes out of this portion of the article. It says, many financial advisors just don't care what's best for you. But with an industry awash in misconduct, the bigger issue may be that they're not required to care. Did you hear what I said? Attorneys are required to represent their clients. Doctors are required not to do no harm. Financial planners are not required to do what's best for you. They're allowed to do what's best for themselves and their firm, right? So there is no fiduciary responsibility there. Even my real estate agents, my brokers and agents have a fiduciary responsibility. So it goes on and says, you would be forgiven for assuming that your relationship with your financial advisor carries the same sort of solidity as, say, attorneys, clients, or doctor and patient. An attorney is bound by zealously to represent you. A doctor pledges to do no harm. So why aren't financial advisors subject to the same duty? Well, the economists of the industry, the economics of the industry, which are fees, commissions, quotas, end up standing in the way. The fiduciary rule summarized under Obama and originally set to take effect earlier this year seeks to cure this disconnect. All advisors were to be required to put clients first when handling retirement accounts. Now remember, the worst abusers of this are the people managing 401k accounts. That is where trillions of Americans' lifetime savings dollars are at, and that's the worst abusers. It was so bad that Obama and Congress were going to pass a law to make these people become transparent. They wouldn't even, 401ks did not even have the responsibility to tell you what the fees were they were charging out of your account, right? So they went into action, Congress and Obama, to try to fix this. And goes on and says, where the bulk of everyday American savings reside, which is, again, the retirement accounts. But when Donald Trump won the election on the 15th day and after 15 days in office, the Republican president ordered the Department of Labor to reconsider the rule. There it is. Obama and Congress were going to protect you, put some teeth into the protection by making the fiduciary responsibility behind people hiring your retirement accounts. And what does Trump do right out of the blocks? Says, no, let's get rid of that. We don't need that. We don't want that. That's not what would be good for us. And so there you are. You're right back out there unsafe again. What does this mean to you? 40, 50 years of working, and you still can't retire. 2 to 5 years here, and you retire. But with all of their scamming and ripping off and whatever, 50 years, and you still can't retire. Boy, that's a major difference. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 25 years ago, Del Wamsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
You have to decide, am I willing to get in right now? Is the world over? Is the good world over? Is it going to crash?
Miss your chance to ask Del a question during the show? You can connect with Del off the air, too. Go to DelOnTheRadio.com, click on the Twitter link, and ask your question. Hashtag AskDel.
I believe that a good teacher has the skill set to be able to bring people through multiple levels of learning that are completely different from one another.
Have a comment for Del instead? Use hashtag TellDel.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about the challenge, problem, whatever you want to call it, about the fact that financial planners have no responsibility to you, and that the industry itself looks at itself as being less than honest, more so 54-55% of all people that work in the industry believe that the industry is a ripoff itself. And Obama was going to change that with some fiduciary responsibility laws. Trump has set them back and said, nah, we need to relook at this stuff. We don't really think this should be going through. And so we come across a story right now of, okay, everybody knew and it was proved that it was very dangerous to put your money in IRAs, 401ks, and financial planners' accounts, whereas, you know, big, giant companies, right, or any financial institution. And so everybody had agreed to that. We'd come to a national consensus that Obama and Congress had tried to put something in there to fix it, and then Trump stopped it. So now we pick up the story right there. What do we do now? And here's what the article basically says. While Washington wrestles with the fate of fiduciary rules, the financial advice landscape remains supremely dangerous. Three professionals recently analyzed a decade of disciplinary data on 1.2 million financial advisors. Let me state that. 1.2 million financial advisors. What they found is decisively unpleasant. The average firm, 8% of advisors have records of serious misconduct. Nearly half of those 8% held on to their jobs after being caught. About half of the rest of the jobs on their financial, about half of the rest of them got jobs at other financial institutions. In other words, a year after serious misconduct, about three quarters of the advisors found to have wronged clients are still working. It gets worse. 38% of those misbehaving advisors later go on to hurt even more clients. Goes on. You might think bigger firms would be more diligent, but you're wrong. At some larger firms, more than 15% of advisors have records of serious misconduct. The highest was Oppenheimer & Company, where 20% has such black marks. Oppenheimer responded to this study, first publishing a year ago, that they were going to change some of their corporate positions and training and so on and so forth, blah, 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 blah. So the article goes on, and I mean, it's proved that we knew that this stuff was there and it's bad. It proved now that the government won't change it. Step three, it proved that these people not only have done wrong, have not been handled or taken out of the system, are still in the system, still hurting people. Now, we're not even talking about the big abusers like the Bernie Madoffs and the people like that. We're talking about just the everyday financial planner, stockbroker guy you're dealing with. are just burning people, ripping people off left and right. And you want to know why that your financial plan isn't working. It's not working because they're getting rich off of you on fees and all different kinds of commissions and so on and so forth. So the next part of the article goes into and says this. There's an ever-present incentive to betray your client's interest. The unique nature of the investment business makes it easy to exploit clients' ignorance. Investing is complicated, with sometimes intentionally impenetrable jargon, and customers must trust their advisors in some way they trust their doctors in the same way. If an expert makes a recommendation, you tend to follow it, whether that means getting heart surgery or variable annuities. Some firms publicize its misconduct and attract, some firms specialize in misconduct and attract unsophisticated customers, the researchers wrote. Most astute investors aren't entirely at the mercy of investors or advisors. Some products are so expensive and so typically underperformed that their mere presence in your portfolio can suggest you're getting bad advice. Variable annuities, high fee mutual funds, and non-traded real estate trusts or REITs are good examples. Non-traded REITs charge an average upfront fees of 13.2%. That's right up front before you even start, while delivering a return about half of those of traded REITs, which are also much easier to sell when you need your money back. Convertible bonds are averaging a commission of around 11.25%, right? 11.25%. Man, this stuff is just boggling. The next part says commissions are the traditional way advisors hide costs from investors. Instead of clients paying them directly, companies pay advisors commissions to push their clients towards particular products. There's an ever-present incentive to betray your client's interests, said Benjamin Edwards, a law professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. These conflicts don't cost investors more money. No, these conflicts don't just cost investors more money. They also skew the U.S. economy by pouring capital into less productive investments, merely because they offer a better kickback to the advisor. Think about this, guys. Any other business in the world that did this to their customers, they would go to jail. And yet, 75% of the people that have already been busted for doing illegal stuff, busted for hurting their customer, are back in the business doing it again. 38% of them have injured on multiple occasions and or incidences that have been tracked. And yet they're still in the industry. And you've got your life savings being controlled by these people. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about what that means about you, that you'd let these people control your financial situation for life? Goes on and said, clients very rarely know what's going on or what it's costing them. Despite all this, the pretend clients didn't smell a rat. In fact, it's a different thing. There's little reason to think that having changed. FINRA, okay, these are the people that control all these advisors. FINRA, the place where you get your license, the private watchdog that oversees non-fiduciary advisors, barred or suspended 1,244 individual brokers last year alone. 1,244 brokers were suspended last year, up from 843 the year before. Clients still rarely know what's going on. It's what it's costing them. Industry experts said, Christine Lazaro, director of Free Securities Arbitration Clinic for St. John's University of New York, said people who came to her just assume the broker was doing what was appropriate. Is that amazing? Just they assume. Are you assuming that your broker is doing what's appropriate? Are you just blindly assuming that? Well, this article goes on and sums it up this way. It says, the total cost of bad advice to consumers in high fees and lower performance is probably much higher than the $17 billion estimated by Obama's Council on Economic Advisors. The CEA figured investors are losing an extra 1% annually on $1.7 trillion individual retirement accounts controlled by conflicted advisors. But IRAs represent just an eighth of the $56 trillion in financial wealth Americans control, according to the Boston Consulting Group. Can you imagine how much money is being lost? Various academic studies show conflict of interest costing investors clearly. One found that funds sold by brokers did 0.77 percentage points per year, worse than funds bought directly by investors. Do you hear that? A research found that if you buy through a broker, you're making almost 1 point per year less, 0.77%, which is 75% of 1 point less than buying yourself, even if your broker ignores some broker fees. Another study compared investors' advisors by brokers with investors put into target date mutual funds. Those who got advice underperformed by 3% points per year. In other words, blindly pick a mutual fund that's decided to go in this date, get out that date, and no change, don't control it, don't manage it, don't do anything, and don't have an advisor put you in it, and you'll do 3% better than the average person. Wow. Take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways?
Cash flow,
money in your pocket each month.
Equity capture,
the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map.
Appreciation,
real estate can increase in value over time.
Equity buildup,
renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally,
the tax advantage.
When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Through this whole program today, we've been discussing how basically even the financial investment industry itself sees itself as crooked. The basic final concept here is two things. Number one, his statement. It's just blatant as can be. Everyone knows we overcharge for what we do. It's obvious. And the last point is we also underperform. So here you are giving your money to people that overcharge you for the service they provide and underperform in the service they provide. The last statement of this article says it's hard to blame consumers for falling into these traps. The rules governing financial advisors could hardly be more confusing. While some are already fiduciaries required to put their clients' interests first, most advisors must merely recommend products that are suitable, quote-unquote, quotes around it, to client needs. This term is open to wide and profitable interpretation, making the whole thing more baffling. Another group of advisors are duly restricted, meaning they can't do hardly anything that doesn't help you. Unfortunately, their choices are still wide open as to how they perceive that to be true. So my friends, with the financial advisor industry, with your IRAs, your 401ks, your SEPs, and all these institutionalized things, and also your quote-unquote financial planner companies out there, whether you just go to a straight-up broker and he sells you stuff, or whether you go to a financial planner where you pay a percentage of your fee per year, the overall result is very, very ineffective. So where can I put my money, Del? What is the right thing to think about? Well, think about where the money should go that it actually produces a deserved return. It has to go somewhere where you're helping other people. And if you read this next article, I think it clarifies what I've been saying for 29 years, and that's doesn't get any better, doesn't get any worse. It's just always the same. But it is getting actually better for us and worse for the average person out there. And that is this. Only 54% of Americans can afford a home. In 130 metro areas we analyzed, only 54% of Americans can afford a home priced 20% below the median home price in their area. A reasonable proxy for an entry-level home. So in other words, we're talking about homes not at median price, not halfway. We're talking 20% below what would be the halfway point in home buying in that area. Only 54% across the nation can afford to buy one of those homes. The recent plunge in mortgage rates of 3.7 from 4.9, so we're down 1.2% interest in November, added just 3% to that affordable figure. In California, though, only 34% can afford a home, with San Francisco and San Jose least affordable at only 11% and 18% respectively. The most affordable market is Allentown, Pennsylvania, where 77% of residents are able to purchase homes using our criteria. So think about this, guys. Based on this affordability gap, where should we put our money to help society find clean, functional housing for the average person out there? And that is, we're buying rent houses and apartment complexes. Interestingly enough, that 1.3% interest rate reduction, although it helped very few new homeowners get into the market, non-homeowners buy their first product, because a 1.5% interest rate may lower the payment. It doesn't lower the down payment, doesn't lower the credit score, doesn't lower the debt-to-income ratio, doesn't lower cash out of pocket, and it doesn't take care of the fact of the article that I worked with yesterday about it costs more to own your own home. Even if you paid the same mortgage as you paid rent, you still have a lot of other costs on top of that you don't have on a rental. When you rent, you pay the rental payment. When you're in mortgage or when you own a home, you pay taxes, insurance, water, gas, electric, garbage, trash, pickup. You've got pest control. You've got landscaping. You got to mow the yard. You got to water the yard. On and on and on. You've got homeowners insurance compared to renters insurance. You've got all these different costs that are nowhere near the cost of being a tenant. A tenant is infinitely cheaper. Being a tenant is infinitely cheaper than being a landlord or being an owner. So as landlords, if we can buy that property and we can make a profit and we make a good, healthy, sizable profit on these purchases, we are not only benefiting ourselves and our families, we are also benefiting these people that would not be able to afford clean, functional housing. They want some place to live. They just can't afford it. And we're making it available to them because we're taking care of all the outside costs that they couldn't afford to pay. We're making it available to them because they don't have to have the debt-to-income ratio. They don't have to have the credit score. They don't have to have a lot of the things that are necessary to go buy a home. And because of this, we are helping society. While at the same time, though, the sad part is, if you want to think about it and be social, not a socialist, but go over here and become a libertarian or a liberal for a second, the real challenge to this for them is not the fact that they don't own homes. It's the fact that they don't own the largest asset of their life. And that 30 years from now, we will have paid that home off, and it's gone and doubled and tripled, quadrupled in value. And they will still be paying rent. They're building no wealth. We're building massive wealth. They're making no cash flow. We're making cash flow. In the long run, it will eventually divide society between the haves and the have-nots, if that isn't the way it already is today. And there's really no way to solve that. Because as Ayn Rand said back 100 years ago, in Atlas Shrugged, the book, the effective people will move away from the ineffective people and allow them to destroy their own lives. My friends, I hope you learned something today. And as always, keep in mind, we're not doing this for some money. We're doing it for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Radio show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.